Tucker Carlson announced a new show on Twitter, the controversial den for right-wing extremists who believe in free speech, just like someone named Adolf J. Hitler.
George Q. Santos has been charged with 13 felonies and is now in custody. He's finally acting like a real politician.
Both straight and gay people are trying to distance themselves from Bud Light, making it the first non-binary beer.
Ah, nostalgia. Doesn't it make you feel nostalgic? We're going to talk about some old commercials that remind us of the good old days.
And we talk about that Hitler joke. No, not the one Kyle made about Tucker Carlson. The one he made about an unarmed black man who was killed on the subway. Murdered.
All this and more on
the Babylon Bee Podcast.
Hot on the heels of the second largest bank failure in U.S. history and the eighth interest rate hike within a 12-month period, 186 more banks are at risk of collapsing. Your bank could be next unless the Fed does what they just did back in March and prints $300 billion out of thin air, making your dollar worthless. Not to mention the recession risk that could have a significant impact on your investment and retirement accounts. Take our advice and protect your financial future with something real, like gold and silver, from my friends at Allegiance Gold. Allegiance Gold can help you protect your IRA or 401k with physical gold and silver. And if you prefer, you can have it delivered securely right to your front door. Since the beginning of time, there is only one universal currency that is always of value, and that's gold. Allegiance Gold has the highest ratings in the industry. 5 stars with TrustLink, a AAA rating with the Business Consumer Alliance, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You can invest with confidence because of the quality and service of Allegiance Gold. Get up to $5,000 in free silver on a qualifying purchase when you visit protectwithbe.com today. That's protectwithbe.com. Or give them a call at 844-790-9191.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Babylon Bee Podcast. Me and Adam are going to hang out and talk about the news and stuff.
Yeah.
Jared's texting.
And look who's here with us. Oh. He's got off his phone now.
Well,
I'm just proud that you weren't using voice to text.
Yeah, that's the first I've seen.
In
that
the
happen.
Middle of our, like, just like
every text I get from Jared is like a long paragraph with a bunch of typos, and I know that he.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, Kyle.
I just always see him wandering around the office doing this.
Can you please get back to me about comma?
Yeah.
Semicolon.
Why would you put a comma there?
How does the voice to text know when you're saying comma that you want it to be a comma? And if you are saying a comma is a form of punctuation.
Like period?
Is it just smart?
I guess that's said, fairly smart. I'm on my period.
The AI is
I'm on my, comes. And it would just have a period at the end.
So you're,
I'm on my. That's how it would be. Yes.
So you'd say like trans women have, and then it would just go like dot,
just,
dot.
Yeah. No, just one dot.
Well, because you'd say periods.
No, you'd say period, period. And then it would be period.
Trans women have a period, too. It would be like trans women have a... Meep. And the number two.
Number two. Yeah, that's right. Actually, most likely it would be T-O. It wouldn't be T-O-O.
He texted me the other day, and he's like, asked something about his movie that he was in. And he's like, the movie, The Farious.
Yeah. Oh.
And it took me a long time to figure out what it was.
Uh-huh.
You haven't been in that many movies recently.
Well, no.
So I should have figured
only
it
one
out.
That sounds similar to The Farious.
But the way it spelled it was like F-A-R-I, and I'm like, The Farius. Like, what is The Farius?
Well, he
and
said,
it took me
which
a while.
One?
Be sure to check out Jared's movie, The Farius.
By the way, this is kind of like news about that. It's expanding this weekend. So it usually movies kind of like start off big and then they kind
usually
of taper
they
off.
Stay the same length, but this one's gotten longer.
Yeah, this one's gotten longer somehow. Now it's actually, it's going into 300 more theaters. It keeps kind of crescendoing in terms of its exposure. More people are seeing it.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Like, I don't know. That's kind of fun.
I think it's interesting that some movies do get edited while they're in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember that Cats disaster that came out a few years ago?
Oh, yeah, with a Dame Judi Dench.
They were fixing CGI errors while it was in the theaters.
Really?
And, like, sending new reels constantly to the theaters.
I didn't even know that.
Because there was, like, in one of the dances, the CGI feet were, like, clipping through the floor, and so the Cats didn't have feet and stuff.
Yeah. So they really just, they hammered that one out.
Did like, Sonic's
we gotta get,
teeth,
we gotta get this
did
out.
They fix Sonic's teeth before that movie came out?
Yeah, they released a trailer. Everybody hated
trailer,
it.
And then they fixed it.
And they said, okay, we're going to spend $30 million and fix it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they did.
And it was better.
And it wasn't just the teeth. It was the whole character design.
But the teeth were very noticeable.
The teeth were notable.
Yeah.
But it was like the whole character design. They redesigned the entire character.
Like the video game character.
And you can't think that's cheap for a CGI movie to like redesign the entire main character.
No, the whole character for the entire film?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Now it might be. You could probably go to AI. Hey, replace old Sonic with new Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic.
Just do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Well, we got a fun show today. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's civil suit, Tucker Carlson's new show, Bud Light, and George Santos. Bud Light being hated by gays. And speaking of Bud Light George Santos getting arrested. Old commercials, hate mail. We got some doozy of some hate mail this week. Hit like, subscribe, and hit the little bell to keep up with all our podcasts on YouTube and Rumble. Find our Babylon Bee podcast page on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And hey, if you want the full show here, you want to help support the Babylon Bee making independent comedy, become a Babylon Bee subscriber. Go to babylonbee.com/plans and use the promo code podcast to get 20% off, and you're going to get the entire episode. So let's jump in. We got feedback from a subscriber after we talked about our t-shirts and how large was too big, but medium was too small because it shows your guts but doesn't show your arms. Yeah. And Clay said, you girls should compare makeup tips considering you're talking about clothes. Grr. Very California.
And his avatar, his image is, what is that, Martin Luther? Like,
it's not Luther, is that Calvin? Luther,
is that Calvin?
That's John Calvin.
John Calvin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a nice comment. He called us girls and...
You know, I think Doug Wilson thinks it was gay for us to mention beards and things too. That's
he had a quote about like guys that guys that compliment each other's beards.
Yeah.
Or guys that are like encouraging each other to work out. Oh, your physique looks nice. You're working out. And he's like, that's very gay.
I think
it depends on the language and tone that you use. Like, I wouldn't have said your physique is looking nice.
Hey, your physique is quite nice.
But I've heard guys say like, oh, have you been working out?
Yeah.
I agree with you. It also depends
on super hot.
Like which words you use. Like, wow, I love your jacket.
You look fabulous.
It's quite fetching.
Oh yeah,
that may be on the.
It's on the borderline.
That's a borderline.
Your pectorals are quite fabulous.
Fabulous.
That would fall on the other side of the. Hmm. All right. Well, have a
more of that content for Clay. He'll enjoy that conversation.
Clay and Doug Wilson.
Yeah.
If he ever listens to our podcast.
This is Subscriber Dare.
All right, it's time for a subscriber dare. This is from Aaron. Adam, you want to read
this from Aaron Brunel. It says, if Adam Yenser would come to Nashville, I would become a subscriber for all of eternity. Am I coming to Nashville anytime soon? I might be going to Chattanooga this summer.
Okay.
But
yeah, that's
close. I'll make it to Nashville at some point, and then you can subscribe when I make it to Nashville.
Yeah, I don't think it would be worth it for us to buy you a plane ticket to fly to Nashville.
If you want to, I'm not going to
say no, but I'm just thinking like you fly there, you fly home.
And then she subscribes.
For $80 or whatever the initial payment is.
Yeah, it would take a long time.
I'm trying to think. I think there's a Zanies. Subscriber. I think Zanies is the comedy club in Nashville. I'll have to try to try to get in there.
Well, and Aaron, I think the point of this, though, is that so you can meet Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to actually meet
Aaron? I think that was...
Aaron, she it doesn't say that. It just says, go to Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Like, I went to Nashville.
Oh, she wants Aaron. To probably go to a comedy show. That's probably what it is.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's what it is. Okay. Aaron. E-R-I-N. That's a young person's spelling, I just want to point out.
I had a guy friend. This not a young one. Not a boyfriend, but I had a guy friend.
It's also a woman spelling. It's not...
It's a woman.
Aaron.
It's a woman and a young woman.
I had a guy friend who spelled it that way.
Did you really?
Really?
Yeah.
It's not Aaron.
Oh. No, it's Erin.
You talk about clothes and physiques a lot.
He complimented my pectorals quite often.
Hey, sweet pecs.
Hey, what's in the
mix? I'll try to make it to Nashville sometime soon.
Nice lats.
I don't know about you guys. It takes a lot to shock me these days. But to see our judicial system resemble a third world banana republic, to see trusted American companies embracing insane and destructive woke ideologies, it's all frankly depressing. We must fight back, and that starts with changing the way we spend our money. For years, big mobile companies have been dumping millions into leftist causes, and we just had to take it, because another option didn't exist. But now it does. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke propaganda pushed by leftists working hard to destroy this country. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support free speech and religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% US-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/BE2023. That's B2023. BEE2023. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code BEE2023.
What's in the news this week?
Well, a federal jury finds Donald Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation in a civil suit brought by author E. Jean Carroll. So he hasn't been convicted in a criminal sense, but he owes her $5 million. The panel in a Manhattan federal courtroom considered Carl's allegations that Trump raped her in a Bergdorf Goodman lingerie department dressing room in the spring of 1996. So this is how many years ago? Like 20, almost 30 years ago.
Seven.
And then defamed her in a social media post last October. The jury said that the author did not prove it was rape, but he did commit sexual battery and defamation. She was awarded $5 million. His testimony is just hilarious.
Can we play? Are we able to play his testimony?
It's so funny.
He said, "I'll say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type. Number two, it never happened. Okay, not my type in any way, shape, or form."
And then the lawyer asked him what he meant by "not my type." And then he said, he described as something about, well, not just looks, just the energy, as you know. And then he goes, "You wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest with you. I hope you're not insulted."
Yeah, and I think he was talking about something about hiring people or something.
Yeah.
And she said, "So you look, you use looks." And he's like, "Well, looks and kind of the overall, you know, I wouldn't hire you either. You wouldn't be a choice of mine. I hope you're not offended by that."
Yeah, you're not my type.
Oh, man.
You're not my type.
And then my other favorite thing is when they said, his comments about you can just move on any woman you want if you're a rock star or whatever.
Yes.
And he was like, "Well, you look at the last million years of human history. It's true, fortunately or unfortunately."
Yes.
I think it's the other way.
Unfortunately. Then he goes, "Or fortunately."
Yeah. It's been true for me, is what he was saying. It's been true for me.
But yeah. The important thing is, so it's not a criminal conviction. And it's also in these types of trials, I think the standard is that you have to prove it's likely that it happened. Mm. It's not beyond a reasonable doubt. Like
the burden of proof is much lower than in a criminal court.
Yeah.
And Trump's going to appeal it, of course.
Of course.
And sometimes these damages get lowered by the court later on.
But I feel like this is one of those things now. Every time the left-wing media will mention Trump, they will always say that he was found guilty of sexual abuse.
Right.
And I don't think his base is going to care a whole lot.
Right.
They're just going to keep supporting him.
That's probably true, too.
Yeah. And stuff like this, it's always like, I wouldn't defend Trump on the basis that I couldn't see him doing something like this. But at the same time, it's like something 30 years old and someone brings it up.
That's just so
hard. It's like,
you don't want to say that it definitely didn't happen. But also, when you bring something like that up, how do you prove it one way or the other 30 years later?
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, there are victims who are just scared to come out for years and years. And then when the climate changes, they do come out. So it's not just being old doesn't mean it didn't happen either.
But she's not his type.
Not his type. That's his defense, too. I think it's so funny.
And then there's a Bud Light update. 5 gay bars in Chicago are now boycotting Anheuser-Busch for distancing itself from Dylan Morgan. So what happened is after Budweiser tried to walk back its comments and make some changes because of this, now there's gay bars that are mad for them not standing by Dylan Mulvaney.
It says, "We certainly do not feel proud of a beer or company that chooses hate over acceptance and diversity. Since Anheuser-Busch does not support us, we will not support it." And there's all these bars that are...
So now they lost the other 5% of people that don't like Anheuser. They had them.
Gay bars do have funny names, though. Two Bears Tavern, Jackhammer, Meeting House.
That's great. The SoFo Tap? I don't even know.
I like the Meeting House.
Two Bears Tavern and Jackhammer. Those are funny names for gay bars.
Do you want to go to the Meeting House?
Where are we going tonight? Let's go to Jackhammer.
Let's go to Two Bears. Go on down to the Two Bears.
I think they got room for two more bears at Two Bears Tavern.
What I want to know is, like, if I go to a town and I have, like, I'm on a speaking engagement or something and I go get a beer, how would I tell, like, not to go into one of these places?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to be like,
how do I find?
When I'm alone away from my family,
I'm just
in a city by myself, how do I find the gay bars?
Is there a Two Bears close to here? Yelp review.
Closest to directions to
sometimes when I was in college, and then sometimes in LA, the ones that are exclusively gay bars often have the rainbow flag and stuff out front.
So that's how you tell.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm just looking at the Jackhammer's icon there.
It's aggressive.
It is. Wow. I mean, I don't think
he's operating a jackhammer.
He is operating a jackhammer. There's explosions. Okay, anyway. So
Tucker Carlson's bringing a new version of his show to Twitter. He made the announcement in a video on Twitter that slammed the mainstream media gatekeepers who manipulate and distort every story every week and don't allow free speech. His video got 20 million views in 18 hours. So it looks like Tucker is just going to post videos to Twitter. Twitter says that they're rolling out monetization options for content creators. And Musk said that he didn't sign any special deal with Tucker. He just said, we're rolling out monetization and he's going to take advantage of it like anybody else.
It's awesome.
So that's really cool.
That sounds like a pretty good option for people that are content creators.
It actually seems really exciting that we might have this new video platform with monetization options and less censorship, that stuff can
Someone who values free speech running a video platform, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having...
And here's how CNN handled it. Right-wing extremist Tucker Carlson will relaunch his program on Twitter, a platform he praised as the only remaining large free speech platform in the world after Fox News fired him last month. He's a right-wing extremist.
Right-wing extremist.
I can't think of another large free speech platform, I guess.
You know, if you just took out right-wing extremist, that would be actual reporting.
It would
reporting.
It would be actual reporting. But they have to put, you know.
Yeah. It's not actual reporting. So Jason Howerton said, NBC, will anybody be able to police what Carlson says? Or is this the point? It's just a free-for-all?
Oh, yeah. So this guy isn't with NBC. He's reporting what NBC said, I think.
Oh, I see. There we go.
Jason on NBC, this host or whatever. Look, is that Brian Stelter?
That looks like Stelter, yeah.
He had to look like a tan version of Stelter.
Yeah, it's the potato himself.
But NBC says... So nobody's going to be able to police him? He's just going to be able to say whatever he wants?
Maybe they were worried about that in the clip, yeah.
Like how?
He's just going to say whatever he wants? Nobody.
Wow. So George Santos was arrested and charged in a federal probe. ABC News special report. New York Representative George Santos is in custody and charged with 13 counts, including wire fraud and money laundering. The Justice Department unsealed 13 federal charges against New York Representative George Santos, including counts of wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to the U.S. House. Prosecutors claim Santos used campaign funds on personal expenses, including luxury designer clothing. Who wouldn't? And fraudulently applied for COVID-related unemployment benefits, even though he is a co-sponsor of a bill that would help states recoup fraudulent COVID-19 unemployment insurance.
I want you to read the rest like an NPR host.
Santos, who is now in federal custody, is expected to appear as soon as Wednesday in court in New York Eastern District.
I like that you read that as New York S.
New York's Eastern District, yeah.
So what? Yeah. I know he lied with all the campaign stuff and kept claiming he was things that he wasn't. And is that kind of how they're getting him? Is because he made false statements and then raised money?
I don't know enough. Seems like I honestly don't know enough
about George Santos.
I just know he lies about everything, and I think some of it was related to fraud.
All right, let's talk about something we know about.
Okay. I don't know much about it.
The UK has a new king who has been coronated, King Charles.
Exciting.
The Third.
Hello.
And there they are. There was a lot of good memes from the coronation.
Look at that.
He was
kind
of holding those two like scepter things, which looked cool. He had the holy hand grenade of Antioch.
Yeah,
he did.
Just really neat.
The 101 Dalmatians jacket.
Yep.
So,
Camilla,
the kid glaring in the background.
That guy's glaring right. That's the smolder. He's Blue Steel.
He's training to become one of those guards.
He's gonna be. That's good. They're gonna show this picture when that guy one day rises up and overthrows the king.
Yes.
So here he was, slighted at the coronation.
This was the Antichrist when he was young.
I don't know who that is, but we were insulting some.
We don't know that
royal
kid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah.
You're not the Antichrist.
All right, it's time for our banger of the week.
Banger of the week.
Biden deploys 1,500 troops at border to help register new voters. This border story is pretty crazy. Title 42 is a Trump-era rule to justify quickly expelling immigrants based on stopping the spread of COVID. And that's about to expire. So apparently there's a bunch of immigrants kind of just like waiting. It's like when Disneyland opens or there's a...
Show up when the store opens.
Yeah, new iPhone release or something.
Black Friday.
Open.
And it seems crazy down there. I've seen some of the videos from El Paso. There was this car that ran down a group of immigrants.
I saw that,
I saw it was intentional. Really? I don't know if that ended up being confirmed, but...
Gosh.
It's just insane right now. So, but at least... the troops are going to be there to
welcome them in.
Register new voters.
Bomb of the week.
AI will be totally great for humanity, says man who has never read a sci-fi novel.
I think that one.
Yeah, that's solid.
This. I've read a lot of science fiction, and I agree with this headline.
And I like the stock photo we chose of a guy gesturing that he's never read a sci-fi novel.
AI
is fine.
It's fine.
Sci-fi?
AI is fine.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
I barely know her.
I got the chip in my head. Yeah.
I think there's a tweet that kind of goes viral when stuff like this happens. It's like where a guy says, classic sci-fi author, I wrote this novel as a cautionary tale of what not to do. And then it's like scientists 30 years later, we have finally invented the torment nexus from the classic novel, Do Not Create the Torment Nexus. Throw that on the screen. It'll be funnier if people can see it. All right, it's time for our sketch of the week.
It's the Babylon Beach sketch of the week.
This is, we got a peek inside a Canadian doctor's office. Look at the Canadian healthcare system. If you guys don't know, they've been pushing aggressively the death by choice type thing. Euthanasia over there.
Yeah.
And
in Asia.
My favorite, we've talked about on that episode before too. It's really sad, but my favorite story was that of that was like the Paralympics lady. Mm. I'm pantomiming Paralympics lady.
Yeah.
But that's sign language that's for Paralympics.
That's sign language for Paralympics. Yeah. She was asking for a new stair lift to help her get up the stairs at her house. And the Canadian healthcare system kept pushing her off for years and years. And finally they sent her a message back and they were like, we can just offer you euthanasia if you want.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like we can if your life is that uncomfortable, we can offer you assisted death options.
If you need a chair lift, you should probably kill yourself.
It's like Microsoft Clippy. Have you considered killing yourself?
Have you ever thought of it?
And they said, here's what we can do for you. And they sent her an illustration of that like golden staircase up to heaven, but with a with a chairlift on it.
Oh, we'll give you a chairlift.
We'll give you a chairlift.
Oh, yeah.
We'll help you up.
Oh, we'll help you. All right.
All right, well, let's take a watch.
Hello, Jim.
Hey.
Oh, oop. Sorry about the wait.
No, Doc. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. I insist.
I'm sorry.
Oh, looks like we got ourselves in a good old-fashioned sorry off. Anywho, what brings you in today?
Nothing too serious, but I've always had the sore knee. Old hockey injury, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sore knee. Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Oh! We're gonna euthanize you free of charge!
For a sore knee?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it clears the pain right up.
And this actually cures your patients?
I haven't gotten any complaints. Anywho, oh! Would you give me a moment? I actually got to go see a poor handicapped woman in room 4.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry about that.
What was that noise?
Healthcare! Let's get to work on the details of your treatment plan here. Do you want like a cremation or are you looking for more of a traditional burial? Ooh, or we can do one of those cool Viking funeral pyres. Surprisingly popular.
No, I want some painkillers or something.
Nothing kills pain like 800 milligrams of cyanide. Believe you me. Powerful stuff.
Sorry to interrupt, Doctor. What did you want to do about the ingrown toenail in room 7?
Okay, yeah. I'll just give him 2 aspirin, make sure he elevates his foot, and then kill him.
And what about the lady with the really gross acne?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have to kill her, too.
Leaky bowel syndrome?
Oh, no. Definitely kill him.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, oh, sorry about that. Well, if you're currently happy with your treatment plan, I can get the nurse to work up some outpatient paperwork and we'll get you on your way, you know, to die.
No, this place is crazy. I'm out of here.
Hey, whoa. Sir, please.
No.
Oh, there's one thing I didn't mention. This treatment's mandatory!
I want to live!
Oh, be sure to give us a good review online, yeah? And keep us in mind whenever cold and flu season comes around, eh? Nice fella, yeah?
Yeah, nice fella.
Oh boy. Well, that's just too bad.
So, anyway, as you can see, I escaped from that crazy Canadian doctor and came across the border.
Yeah, they're friggin' commies up there. Anyway, these 4 ibuprofen will clear that sore knee right up.
So easy. I love America.
That'll be $570,000. Pocket safe.
Ah, classic.
Classic.
Some good actors in that one, especially the American doctor at the end.
Yeah, he was fantastic with the cowboy hat.
It's great.
All right, it's time for weekly news with Adam Yenser.
Oh, yeah, I got to go write that.
Friends, the world is unraveling more by the day. Uncertainty abounds. Hey, picture this. Grocery stores, stripped bare. Warehouses, closed. Restaurants, shut down. Frankly, there may not be enough food to go around when the next disaster strikes. If you don't have enough emergency food on hand, you can just say hello to government handouts. I urge you instead to order your 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. With each kit you order, you'll receive a bonus bundle of essential survival gear worth over $200 for free. Emergency food and survival gear from My Patriot Supply? Check. The 3-month emergency food kit offers your family peace of mind, no matter what happens. Get over 2,000 calories a day of delicious foods that will keep you fed for a long time. Grab your emergency food and free survival gear worth over $200 from My Patriot Supply by going to preparewithb.com. You also get fast and free shipping in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Order now at preparewithb.com. That's preparewithbee.com.
It's time for the weekly news with Adam Yenser.
This week in New York, an extra from the 90s movie Home Alone 2 was found liable for sexual assault. A court ordered one Donald Trump to give all the money he just got from Stormy Daniels to author E. Jean Carroll, after a jury found that Trump did indeed, as he put it, move on her like a b-. The jury also found that Trump defamed her, even though he's the only reason she has fame in the first place. Happy Days star Scott Baio announced that he is leaving California due to crime and the homelessness crisis. Shocked America that Scott Baio himself is not homeless. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg won gold and silver medals at a jiu-jitsu competition in Northern California, so he's now able to restrain both people and their speech. Look how excited he is. A judge in Ohio ruled that Rachel Glines, a man who thinks he's a woman, didn't commit indecent exposure in a female changing room because, quote, body fat covered the genital area. Ah, yes, the FUPA defense. He's now facing the more severe charge, even indecenter exposure. Speaking of fatties, all-you-can-eat buffets like Golden Corral are making a comeback, with sales up 125% since the pandemic ended. Great news if you didn't get COVID but still want all the symptoms. Oh, my chest hurts and my stomach hurts and none of this food tastes right. With the COVID pandemic over, the obesity epidemic is back on. China claims that they taught a monkey to operate a robot using a brain implant. China says the monkey also works well with an ox or a rabbit, but not a snake. A transgender Starbucks barista was fired after getting in a physical fight because a female customer misgendered him. So there's now one transgender person who isn't a Starbucks barista. That's it for weekly news. To see more, subscribe to my YouTube channel and come see me live. I'll be at the Comedy Chateau in North Hollywood on May 12th and at the Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma, May 31st to June 3rd.
And now it's time for Member Berries.
All right.
So good.
Now we're going to look at nostalgic commercials. All of us have nostalgic commercial jingles bouncing around in our heads.
We were reminiscing about a few of these last week. And
oh, yeah.
Is that in the subscriber portion, maybe? Maybe I was talking about the Quake 2 commercial, I remember, and Crocodile Mile.
And Crossfire.
Crossfire, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, Creepy Crawlers I see on there already. I remember that
creepy
song. Crawlers.
Those were the glow-in-the-dark.
Creepy Crawlers.
Yeah. Sorry. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Derek wrote in some ideas. Here's a few classic commercials I thought of. Forbidden Bridge.
I don't remember that one.
There's a board game that was like the little plastic guys on there, and then they would fall off if the bridge shook or something.
Oh, okay. That sounds familiar, yeah.
Creepy Crawlers, Pogs. I don't remember a specific Pog commercial.
I don't remember advertising them. Yeah. I just remember the toy, yeah.
I remember I went to Knott's Berry Farm, and they had like a whole section set up for the 1994 Pog World Championship tournament.
Wow.
Like official table lengths and stuff.
Yeah, Pogs
were
hot when
I was
a kid.
That was the year Dennis... No, I'm kidding. I don't remember who won.
Prager.
Dennis Karavindian. Yes. I remember the 2600 Atari commercial, which is actually showing how old I am, but it was a great commercial. And I just watched it with my kids the other day. It was a rap. And it was like, the 2600 from Atari. Remember this? You guys remember this?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
No,
vaguely familiar.
Not at all.
I feel like Adam might have caught it at some point, but it was like I got a 2600 that year. So,
all right, this is a toy commercial for Mighty Max.
Oh, I remember this one.
This was the boy version of Polly Pocket. Yeah.
Oh, I remember these.
Mighty Max. Smasher, get up! Your brain owner is here. We want brains.
Yeah.
Whoa! Watch out for that first step.
Oh, he died. Was that like a Hitchcock zoom on that Frankenstein fall? Yeah. Very.
To be continued in a television commercial.
You'll have to catch the next. I had this red one right here.
Oh, yeah?
I remember that, yeah.
This also reminds me, it popped in my head now, the fast-talking Micro Machines guy.
Oh, yeah, it's a Micro Machines. Yeah. Remember, if it doesn't say Micro Machines, it's not the real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that one.
Remember that guy.
I had a lot of Micro Machines.
He was in, I did too. Micro Machines were huge when I was a kid. I remember, I used to love Micro Machines.
So Sega Genesis was famous for advertising that they had blast processing.
No, it doesn't. So what's blast processing do?
That does look blast processed.
I still don't understand what blast processing is.
It was basically a marketing term for some very, very small technical difference in the chip. I figure we can market it by saying it's blast processing.
Sega. I don't see Sega commercials. Like, did they keep that up? Did they always do?
Sega.
Is Sega still a company?
Yes, but they don't make.
I don't know.
They don't make consoles anymore.
Okay.
Now they just make video games or publish video games. So you can play Sonic on a Nintendo.
Oh, bubble tape, I see that. Six feet of fun for you, not them.
I don't quite remember that one. This is a compilation. We don't have to watch all of them. But.
Okay. This is looking... Yes.
Oh, I remember these.
Yeah, these were great. It's kind of an MTV thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon.
Where's Curlers?
I remember this.
Yeah. Not them.
This was Saturday morning cartoon stuff.
I like the kind of commercial that's like, those old people, they don't understand you kids and your gum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then JT, one of our subscribers, said he was more of a fruit stripe guy. Here's the fruit stripe. Oh, man.
Yep, I remember this one.
It makes the nerdy kid cool when he eats the gum.
Yes, I remember all this. Oh, my goodness. This is very nostalgic.
I wonder how effective these are for kid, like little kid brains, like how much that sticks with you.
Well, the weird thing is I remember these commercials.
I remember it, but it's like, did I ever make any purchasing decisions off of it? I don't know.
I used to eat bubble tape.
Yeah, I had some bubble tape a couple times, probably two times.
I didn't like fruit stripe gum as much. I had it a few times, but
that's the one that
I didn't like the fruit flavor of it.
It fades away real quick, doesn't
it? Yeah, and they would say that it lasts, but it really lost its flavor very quickly.
It was also kind of like a time, like just the aesthetic for kids was a weird thing because it was almost like...
There's Micro Machines guy.
Peter Gabriel's sledgehammer. That's right.
Mr. Magic, perfect trim, precision, paint job, pleasant critical Micro Machine, pocket
place, that physical police station, fire station, restaurant,
service station, and more. Perfect pocket portable.
I had that set.
Dude, they were so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They were so cool.
Micro Machine World, Micro Machine Pocket Place, that's so tremendously tiny, so perfectly precise, so dazzlingly detailed, you don't want to pocket the ball. Micro Machine Pocket Place, that's sold separately from Galoob. The smaller they are, the better.
Micro Machines.
Is there anything cooler than toys that like have a little moving part, like a garage door that opens?
Oh, when you're a kid,
it's just like the real thing.
Yeah, I had a garage. It was like a whole thing, like a loop, and then there was a garage at the bottom.
Oh, the classic Grey Poupon.
Oh yeah.
I remember that commercial a little bit, but I remember it more because they parodied it in Wayne's World.
Yeah, I remember
also
being
the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters had a video.
I remember more the parodies of that one than the act.
Yeah.
So
I remember those. Yeah.
So one of our subscribers might be dating herself with this reference, but she remembers Pepsodent toothpaste.
Your teeth look great. then. Get with it, kid.
Yeah, I don't remember this. Would have been before my time, I think.
Wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with
Pepsodent. Oh,
that's
IMP
gets teeth much whiter. You can see
IMP.
Film away. Irium bites tooth decay.
Irium.
I feel like this is the type of commercial that then you cut to 20 years in the future and it's like doctors have found that irium and IMP causes pancreatic cancer.
That product had cocaine.
It caused your teeth to rot out of your head.
So what else we got here? Folgers, best part of waking up. That's a classic.
That's a great remember one. That one. That one was good.
There's
I don't remember Chock Full of Nuts.
No.
At least in terms of a commercial.
Maybe see. I do if I saw it.
Chock full of nuts and heavenly coffee. Heavenly coffee. Heavenly coffee.
Oh man.
Oh, did they go to the same ad agency as Sizzler?
Chock full of nuts, and that lady had to sing it. She got paid well.
Now, some of them are.
Oh, remember I think there's a documentary about her now, but the Call Me Now, Miss Cleo, they would always advertise those psychic hotline.
She was a total fraud or something.
Yeah.
Was she a total fraud?
You know, a lot of the ones I remember are local commercials, and I'm not sure how widespread they went beyond the LA area. Mm-hmm. But there was like Larry H. Parker, he was always on there.
I'll fight for you. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was the local, you know, when you're homeschooled from sick, those were all the commercials you would see.
The one I remember from Pennsylvania, the local commercial, there was a company called Jack Lehrer Electric, and they were like the local electricians, and there's a commercial, and then it was this sort of well-produced commercial of what they do and the sort of technical side of their products, and then it would end with like, they clearly shot just on a handheld camera their employees standing outside the building, and it's this real high-energy commercial because they go, that's Jack Lehrer Electric. Just standing there, and it's so low energy and weird.
That was awesome.
That's like cutaway. I know those local commercials, the low budget local commercials.
That's some of my favorite stuff.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah,
it's always an auto repair shop or like a I don't know, like a car salesman. There was always like a local car salesman in Colorado that had one. He always wore like a big hat. It's like kind of like some kind of gimmick every time. There was like a zebra with him or something. So funny.
There's Mario with some cereal.
Oh, Tootsie Pops. Do they have that one with the owl? That one?
Oh, yeah.
How many
one,
licks would it take?
Two.
A three.
Three.
Three. Don't David the Gnome, Ghost Rider, Square One. I don't know what some of these are.
Oh, Where's the Beef? Oh, where's that the was beef? A classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the Beef? That's another one I know more from the parodies than from the original. But.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you have any other nostalgic commercials you guys can think of, send them our way. Maybe we'll talk about them in a future segment. Now it's time for hate mail.
Hey guys, Kyle here. We want you not to be limited by restrictive networks when it comes to choosing the healthcare providers and treatments that are right for you. There is another way. Samaritan Ministries connects hundreds of thousands of Christians across the nation who help pay one another's medical bills, all without the use of insurance. Consider this. A medical emergency arises. You don't have to check and see what hospital is in your network or be concerned about the emergency room doctor being in network too. Oh no. You go to the hospital you choose and don't give a second thought as to what's in network and what's not. Because with Samaritan Ministries, you're in control of your healthcare. After receiving care, you send your medical bills to Samaritan Ministries, and they notify fellow members to pray for you and send money directly to you to help you pay those bills. And when another member has a medical need, you'll do the same for them. That's what biblical healthcare sharing looks like. Check it out today at SamaritanMinistries.org/TheBabylonBee. That's SamaritanMinistries.org/TheBabylonBee.
You used to be good.
Adam Ford.
I really miss Adam Ford.
We had an article, Hitler exonerated after footage discovered of him moonwalking on the subway. And
that
we have
picture.
Hitler here, he's
moonwalking.
Moonwalking.
He actually looks more like he's in The Producers. Remember that show?
Oh yeah,
where
kind of
spring
dance.
Springtime for Hitler.
Springtime for Hitler
and Germany.
Yeah, that one. So this article got some hate, and I understand it. This one was one we were kind of on the fence about publishing or not.
I was against this one.
I think I pitched it, and then I was like, "It's gonna go too far. Some people are gonna get upset. It could get misunderstood." And so we pitched some alternatives that were softer, and I'm like, "You know what? either go for it and do it or just don't, like, let's just not touch it. And we decided to publish it. So
what's the for those who don't know? So this is referencing what's the reference?
This is referencing the death of Jordan Neely. So Jordan Neely was killed on the subway this week as he apparently had been erratically either assaulting or threatening to assault people on the subway, and a Marine, I believe,
Held him in a headlock.
Held him in a chokehold.
He had him in a rear naked choke. I saw this video.
Yes.
The technical term is either that or the lion choke.
And I don't know all the details. It sounds like some people were saying you should stop. Other people on the train are coming out and saying, no, he was still, you know.
He was fighting the whole time.
He was fighting. He had to try to subdue him. Or some people said it was too much. You know, like you could have just restrained his hands or something. You didn't need to.
Yeah, those people have obviously never been in a life-threatening situation.
But what this article was trying to parody was that immediately people like AOC and a lot of the people on the left started posting old videos of Jordan Neely where he would perform on the subway as MJ, as Michael Jackson, and doing moonwalking and stuff on the subway. And it was kind of like this guy was... It was one of those things where you pull up like a childhood photo and say like, see, why were they killed? They weren't doing anything bad. So that's what that's supposed to be.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, because I saw that story and we had a conversation because I do jiu-jitsu. So we were all talking about it at jiu-jitsu class because that's a jiu-jitsu move. The guy had his legs in, like he had his hooks in around the guy and he had him wrapped up. So it was like a classic sort of, you know. And so we were all kind of talking about it because you kind of play around with it at jiu-jitsu and you're like, you know, this stuff is actually really dangerous. You have to be very careful. But the guy, I mean, I don't know if he was high. I don't know what was going on.
See, that's one of the reasons I was against this is because I think in these cases where there's an unarmed person who's killed, whether it's by the police or in this case by bystanders who stepped in, I always think I don't know all the facts. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we knew all the facts at the time. And I always think there's a chance... What came out was that he was yelling and some of the people on the subway train were moving away from him, that they were intimidated or scared by what he was saying, that he threw his jacket down. But it was unclear, and I still don't know, whether he actually physically attacked someone first or verbally said he was going to physically attack someone, or if this guy restrained him because he was just acting sort of erratic. And I think all of that matters. And then I also just don't think... it's a weird structure for a joke, and it's a big swing to reference Hitler in a joke that's... an obscure reference to a controversial story. It's
just, that's true.
All the pieces are there for...
I can see why there's a problem here.
Because you
want to be circumspect about some of these things.
And I think it's always possible, like maybe information will come out that he was
physically
attacking someone first or it was justified.
Yeah, I agree. But, it could be jumping the gun.
It's, you know... But we got some real angry hate mail.
Here's one from James. It's physically impossible for conservatives to make jokes. It can't be done.
Check out my special on Dry Bar instead.
Adam's pretty good at it, actually. So is Scott.
King Josiah said, imagine if the Babylon Bee actually believed in God.
I don't understand that one.
I don't get it.
I don't know what King Josiah
Shane Sims wrote, you people at the Babylon Bee are probably big fans of Hitler's work, huh?
No, why would we make that joke if we were fans of it?
Yeah, solid burn.
Well, in his artwork.
Okay. E-Raid said, man, I love it when Christians compare a homeless man yelling at people to Hitler. It reminds me of all those times Jesus definitely didn't yell at people.
I get the first part of the criticism. Yeah. I don't get the second.
It's interesting. He doesn't stick with his satire. He should have said.
It reminds me of all those times Jesus definitely didn't. Well, because Jesus was, so Jesus, he's saying Jesus was like Jordan Neely because he was a homeless man yelling at people.
Because he used to yell at people. Yeah, see how they're the same?
Here was the most bizarre one. This guy said, arguing online isn't enough. We need to start killing these people. I cannot express this enough. Right wingers are way too comfortable expressing their views. That should very much change. Mm. So a little death threat.
Threat of violence.
Yeah. That does seem very, yeah. Ominous.
I hope he doesn't know our address.
Yeah, you should do it. Don't say it.
All right, on that exciting note, thanks for watching, everyone. Stay tuned if you're a subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, please subscribe at babylonbee.com/plans. 20% off if you use the code podcast to join, and you get to hang out with us the rest of the time.
Podcast.
We got some subscriber headlines this week. We have someone who wrote in the mailbag and asked us a deep theological question about God. So that's going to be fun.
Coming up next, for Babylon Bee subscribers.
why did God ask Abraham to sacrifice Isaac?
Yeah.
It kind of feels like one of those edgy atheist arguments like, yeah, child sacrifice is bad, but God killed Jesus,
New Ultra Odor Buster Snazzle Max with Bleach Alternative.
I like that old clip of him when he was debating Sorab. How dare you? How dare you?
Like how we need to make America great again.
This has been another edition of the Babylon Bee Podcast. From the dedicated team of certified fake news journalists you can trust here at the Babylon Bee. Reminding you to vote straight ticket Republican, just like the apostles did.